see the slaughterhouse. Yeah, thank you, Ozzy. Thank you, Ozzy. Love you, Ozzy. It's really difficult to do this podcast right now because my studio is in such a disarray, but it's important that we keep the conversation going. Thank you for tuning into the Slaughtermouse Files. And I hope you're getting involved locally, nationally, whatever. Doing something. I really do. What I want to talk about today, other than, hey, hello, how are you? Thank you. I love you, and I hope you love me. We don't have to agree on everything in order to love each other. We really don't. The overwhelming majority of us don't want war. We don't want debt. We want access to health care. We want access to government. We want access to free and equal justice. I mean, I can go on and on here. But it doesn't turn out that way. So this is where we have to get together and look at what we have in common instead of what separates us. Because I can tell you, it's a lot easier to look at what separates us than it is to look at what we have in common. Okay? So, let's start with the Democrat Party. Now, keep in mind, this is a party that historically has fought against the woman's right to vote. This is the party of slavery, the party of the KKK, the party that voted against civil rights in the 60s, the party that passed legislation in the 90s that disproportionately put Negroes in prison for longer terms than Caucasians. You know, we're not talking, this is a party that will not denounce Black Lives Matter. You're talking about an organization of people that have no problem with just killing indiscriminately innocent cops. They will not denounce, and don't get me wrong, I'm not a big fan of cops, you know, I've been on the other side of the law and whatnot, and I know how some of them act. But, you know, we don't just get to go around indiscriminately killing them because we feel that we have something we need to address. This is a party that supports Antifa, a group of people that supposedly are grassroots and supposedly are anti-fascism. Yet they support communism. they support national socialist tactics. They support fascist Italy tactics. You know, they support anti-free speech, anti-gun ownership. How are you not a fascist? And this is what you, the Democrat Party, are supporting. You supported a false narrative because you lost an election. Because instead of getting extremely angry at your party and rebelling against your party for fixing the primaries in favor of a very flawed candidate in terms of the Hitlery, a career criminal. Because you realize Bernie Sanders won that primary. And he would probably be president right now. He probably would have beat Trump. It's very possible he would have beat Trump. Or at least it would be close. Okay, but it's very possible he would have beat Trump. What surprised me a lot about that is instead of you, Bernie Sanders, supporting Jill Stein, who got 1% of the vote. You still supported the Hitlery. Somebody who does not have your back. Now, as a Democrat, shouldn't you be raging pissed that your own party rigged its primary? And then, shouldn't you be even more pissed that they promoted and paid for, along with, you know, John McCain and others, a false narrative that cost the public millions of dollars, 2 years worth of international embarrassment, investigating a president that didn't do anything wrong in the election? This doesn't bother you? I don't understand that. This is why I stand with the founders. I don't believe in political parties. For a long time, I identified with the libertarians. Then I started voting green. I voted reform. But here's the thing. I have never just pulled a ticket. I never just voted for the ticket. I vote down the line. I go through the whole ballot voting for the best candidate, whether it's a Republican, a Democrat, a Libertarian, a Green, a taxpayer party, an independent, a reformer, whatever. And I'm proud of that. And that's the way we should be. These political parties are a big part of what is wrong with our system. So, you know, you could take that same argument that I just made about the Democrats in the 2016 election. I put that same argument on the Republicans. Okay? Aren't you really pissed off that your president and his administration lied you into a war with Afghanistan, lied you into a war with Iraq, brought you 9/11, covered it up? Yeah, and that's actually Mueller and Rudy Giuliani, two big cover-up people there. This isn't going to be a 9/11 podcast, though, but two big central figures helping in the cover-up. Aren't you pissed off about that? 3,000 Americans died that day. Treason was committed. Justification for the deaths of millions of people around the world were justified based on that treason. Where the Obama Bush, I call him the Obama Bush because if you don't understand that reference, you're not paying attention to foreign policy. What is the difference in George Herbert Walker Bush's foreign policy, William Jefferson Blythe Clinton's foreign policy, George Walker Bush's foreign policy, and the Obama Bush's foreign policy? Well, nothing. Nothing. We're fighting the same wars based on a PNAC. If you don't know what PNAC is, P-N-A-C, look it up, read it, educate yourself, get informed, and start being smart before you get on Facebook and put up some stupid bullshit, okay? Facebook loves that, though, by the way, when you put stupid bullshit up. They're all about it. They'll leave the stupid bullshit up, and anybody looking for the truth, they're going to block them. Same thing with YouTube and, you know, Instagram and Twitter. That's why I support Elizabeth Warren trying to break these media monopolies up. But shouldn't you be pissed off? Haven't we been fucked over enough? I mean, for crap's sake, Franklin Delano Roosevelt knew. Not only did he violate neutrality laws by supplying the so-called allies, but he then knew the Japanese were planning on attacking Pearl Harbor, mostly because of FDR's violation of neutrality laws, in that he was supplying the so-called allies and then blockading the so-called Axis powers while claiming neutrality. And he knew that attack was imminent and it was coming. Not only did he know it, but he defamed the character of an admiral and a general in charge of, whose names escape me right now, that were in charge of the Pearl Harbor base. Now, later those folks were exonerated, but they sat the war out. Much like President Wilson, who absolutely knew that the Lusitania was not simply an innocent passenger vessel. It was carrying munitions to supply Great Britain and France, who were at war with Germany, while and Austria-Hungary and the Ottoman Turk Empire, while we, the United States, were supposedly neutral. Germany warned the United States, saying, "Do not get on that boat. We will sink it." Much like the Gulf of Tonkin Bay, another false flag incident that President Johnson used to lie us into escalating the Vietnam War that President Kennedy was trying to get us out of. There's one consistent theme there in the three wars that I mentioned. Who was at the helm of all three wars? Oh, wouldn't that be Democrats? All right, let's look at our recent wars. Our George Herbert Walker Bush wars. Our George W. Bush wars. All right. Well, all the Democrats voted for Herbert Walker Bush's war. All the Democrats voted for George W. Bush's war. And under President Obama, they were okay with escalating the two wars Bush had going on into the seven wars Obama had going on. Shouldn't you Democrats be mad? Aren't you supposed to be the doves? And the Republicans are supposed to be the hawks? Shouldn't you be mad that you've been lied to? Repeatedly? And get out of that party? Let that party die? That party of hatred and racism? And if you really think that Hillary, Ron, and Clinton is a feminist, you've got to be hiding your head in a hole in the ground somewhere. So shouldn't you be mad? Now, I was never a Republican, so I'm just as mad at the Republicans as I am at the Democrats. And at this point, I am mad at the Greens and Libertarians. You know, the Libertarians fucking put two idiots, two Republican lights, as candidates in this last presidential election. I'm sorry, those two guys that ran for president in 2016 are not Libertarians. They're Republican light. And then what did Jill Stein do? When she only won 1% of the vote, she thought, I guess, it would be good to challenge close elections. But she only challenged those close elections where Donald Trump won by a small margin. She didn't dare dig up the dirt where Hillary Clinton won by a small margin. And guess who paid for Jill Stein's what I would call treachery, because she fucked me. I voted for her. Guess who paid for it? Oh, that's right. Hillary Clinton. The DNC, the Hillary Clinton machine.
Shouldn't you be pissed off? Instead of wanting, wait a minute here, there's got to be Russian collusion. Or sitting there saying, well, we, you know, now that it's over, shouldn't we just be magnanimous and move on and get up and walk away? No, we shouldn't. We got screwed. We got screwed by the Warren Commission, who completely covered up the Kennedy assassination. We got screwed when Ronald Reagan got shot. We got screwed during the Bush election, that W. Bush election. It's very possible the asshat Al Gore won. We'll probably never know. We got screwed 9/11 big time, and we're still getting screwed. Stand up, wake up. Listen, look, get your head out of the sand. Do you even, I mean, come on. Sorry about that. I forgot to, shit. Very professional here. I just turned the Do Not Disturb on. But, you know, aren't you pissed off that these elite bastards that steal the fruits of our labor, keep us in relative poverty? I mean, let's look at this. Let's look at this when I say relative poverty. All right? Our middle class is not growing. Most jobs that are considered good jobs these days, manufacturing jobs and whatnot, they're paying 10, 12, 13, 14 bucks an hour. In 1970, that would have been great. 1980, that still would have been good. 1990, that would have been, you know, okay. In 2019, that means you can barely get by. Because the price of food is not going down. The price of energy is not going down. The price of automobiles is not going down. The price of your houses is not going down. I mean, it's not matching the downward slide of your income. Why is your income going down? Oh, that's something that neither of the two major parties, with the exception of Donald Trump, talk about. It's called the Federal Reserve. I want you people, if you listen to this podcast, do some research on the Federal Reserve. Go ahead and look at their official stuff first, what they say they do. Because what they say they do is awesome. It's great. If that's what they did, we'd be great. But what they've actually done, what their real goal is, one world government, one world currency, run by privately owned banking institutions, known as the Rothschild banking system. Yeah, oh, wait a minute, now I'm a conspiracy theorist. But if you notice, if you're looking into the news, you hear Rothschild's name popping up more and more and more. It's not just conspiracy theory anymore, which I hate that term. I prefer conspiracy fact. I prefer anybody that uses that term to actually tell me what a conspiracy means. Define it to me. What is a conspiracy? Do you know what it means? How many people does it take to have a conspiracy? So, get angry, people. Fight back. Get involved. Go to a local, go to your local city council meeting. Observe. Speak up. Look for things that they are debating that go along with globalist crap. I mean, there's a saying, uh, There is a saying, excuse me, just broke a nail. There is a saying, think globally, act locally. A journey, another saying, a journey of 1,000 miles starts with one footstep. You know, growing a big giant sunflower starts with a seed. That's my saying, because I like sunflowers. Currently breeding 4 varieties. But, you know, you've got to get up and stand up, as Bob Marley said, and look around you. Pull your head out of the sand. Get past your preconceived notions. So, I mean, those of us that watch the news on TV, if you consider yourself to be a Republican, you probably watch Fox News or Newsmax or Bloomberg. If you consider yourself a Democrat, you probably watch CNN, MSNBC, ABC, NBC, CBS, NPR. You know, and we can go on and on this way. We're just going to leave it at that. So we are reinforcing what we already believe. We have to get past that. Okay? Because political parties are bullshit. It's absolute bullshit. And the fact that we have a so-called two-party system in this country is something we need to end. Thank you for listening to the Slaughtermouse Files. See you again tomorrow.